When the load is too heavy. Words from Jesus.
A wise man learns from his own mistakes, but a man who is wiser yet will learn from the mistakes of others. You can learn not only from the mistakes of others, but from their example and lessons. Learn from the example of my servant, Martin Luther, who took twice as much time in prayer, in communion, and in solitude with me when he found he had too much to do. Fear not, you who are burdened and heavy laden. Fear not, but come unto me. I see that you are in need of rest. Come unto me with all your burdens, and I will give you rest. The secret to entering into my rest is to cast your cares completely upon me. I will give you rest. I give my beloved rest and sweet sleep. You will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet as you rest in me. You are my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased. I will not allow one measure more of task or burden than you are able to bear. I am the giver of strength, and I will strengthen you for the tasks at hand and for the tasks in the future. But in order for me to strengthen you, you must come to me and lay down your burden. Cast your cares upon me, and I will care for you. Don't fret yourself for tomorrow, for as I have promised, tomorrow will take care of itself as you cast your burden on me and continue to cast it on me. Don't worry about even 1 hour from now, not even 1 minute from now, but rather stand on your faith for this moment in time, and I will sustain you as I have promised. Are you worried and burdened with the strain of it all? This is the time to fly to me on the wings of prayer, on the wings of my spirit, and I will sustain you. The mountain that you see ahead on the horizon is huge. It is monumental and too big for you to climb. The pathway is narrow, rugged, and winding, very winding. It is very steep as it winds and turns this way, that way, up and around. It is a narrow path and a rugged climb up the steep mountain trail. Many of the people you meet along the way are not always nice, and the obstacles that you must climb over test your abilities. It is too hard to climb for you, but not too hard for me. Don't worry about how you will make the climb, for you were not intended to go it alone. These burdens and obstacles you see before you were not designed to fit your narrow shoulders, but they were intended for me to carry as I lift you up and bear the burdens for you. In my love and compassion, I have fashioned it so that you may draw close to me in the way everlasting, so that you will lean hard on me. I will carry you through if you will continue to cast all your cares upon me. I am the good shepherd, and I lead my sheep. I lead you in the paths of righteousness. I lead you in the path of my will, and where I lead, I also provide the strength. When you are unable to continue, when your strength is little, when you feel the burden and the strain of the rigorous path that is set before you, that is when I will carry you. As your good shepherd, I have gone on ahead. I have prepared the way. This is the secret. This is the answer to accomplishing that which is set before you. This is the solution. You know in your heart and mind that I have never failed in one of all my good promises, and I will not fail in this either. Do not look down at the waves, but look up. Look up into my face. Lie back in my everlasting arms. Lay your burdens, your weights, and your problems on the altar, and leave them there, and I will sustain you. Don't pick them up again and walk off with them, but rather leave them safely in my care. As you fly to me on the wings of prayer, as you retreat and rest and refilling, day by day, step by step, moment by moment, I will give you the solutions that will guide you across or through the mountains before you. But you must rest. You must keep resting. You must lean wholly on me. Don't try to put the cart before the horse. Don't look down at the waves, but look up. Look up to me. Praise is the voice of faith. Praise me for the answer even before it comes. Then keep praising and praising again, and you will soon see the answer. The answer is coming. It is on its way, but you must keep on trusting. Don't faint in your mind, but fight on. You can only do what you can do, and then you must leave the rest to me. This is why I allow the burden to be so heavy at times, so that you might lean hard, completely and utterly upon me. But I never allow more to be put upon your shoulders than you are able to bear. As you cast your burden upon me, you will learn to avail yourself of my full strength, that you may revel in my mighty power to overcome all things. And my strength will be perfected in you as it brings on the victories and the triumphs and the healing that you so desperately need. Be as a wise man that learns from the example of others. Look to the example of my servant Martin Luther, who when he had a task too big, too hard, pulled back and took double time in prayer and sweet communion with me. You ask how you will ever accomplish your long to-do list? Do as Luther did. When he entered into his closet to pray, he entered empty. He emptied all of his pockets. He opened his heart and cast all his burdens on my altar and left them there. This is the secret of quiet rest, casting all your care upon me, knowing that I care for you, knowing that I have always taken care of every problem, every detail, and I always will. Beloved, don't let your heart be troubled by these seemingly impossible situations that you face, for I am able to bring solutions, answers to your prayers, and miracles. I will perform in each and every situation as you stand back and watch me fight on your behalf. Let not your heart be troubled. Lie back and rest in my tender arms, and know that I look down with shining face upon you. I hold you, I carry you, and I will empower you with powers equal to the task, for you are the work of my hands. Know that I will never leave you nor forsake you. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet we are not in distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:7-9. For this cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory. 2 Timothy 1:12, Ephesians 3:20-21.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.